The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Timothy Caetano, and today I have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Well, she's a creative and she's also a luminary in the real estate industry. You're a third generation a realtor, right?
Yeah. So I'm Brishan Combs and third generation, and now I'm in Colorado Springs, but originally I'm from St. Louis.
Oh, that's impressive. Can you tell us a bit more about your real estate background? How did you get into real estate and why?
So I used to be a professional photographer for 10 years in the advertising world back in St. Louis. And then I decided I wanted a career change. And so I figured real estate would be the next natural step because my grandpa built entire neighborhoods in St. Louis. And then when he passed on, my mom and her siblings were realtors ever since I was age 5. And so it just seemed like the perfect natural fit to jump into real estate. And my husband and I own a couple of investment properties. So it just has always been my passion. And I finally just decided to do it.
And okay, you said you're third generation and, you know, it's always been in the family. I want to find out, was this all that you wanted to do? Was there any other direction you're like, you know, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life? Or were you just naturally drawn to the real estate industry?
I've always loved it. So I actually went to school and got my minor in interior design because I love architecture and design. And then I got my major in photography. So I have the art background, but then I just really wanted to put it all together. And so my husband and I do that together. So he remodels kitchens and bathrooms and he has his own business. And then I do the real estate. So works out really well.
Okay. So how has your background in photography tied in with your real estate career? Have you been using that hand in hand?
Yeah. So since I was in the advertising world for 10 years with catalogs and just the marketing of anything, whether it be the CEO of a business and the annual report, where you have to photograph literally anything and it goes in a catalog. So I have a good design sense for advertising. And then with my interior design, I help people stage their homes and get it ready for sale. And then because I work with buyers and sellers, I sell that to my sellers. That, hey, I know how buyers think. So let's stage your home according to a future buyer, not according to you, because you are leaving this home and moving on to the next chapter of your life. So we need to stage it. Is this going to be a family home? Is it going to be a empty nester home? And then put it all together and help guide them, because I do this all day, every day. They only do it once every 5 or 10 or 30 years. So I just really try and put them first and make sure that they feel comfortable with the process.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is amazing. And I want to know a bit more about your first years into real estate. I know for a lot of people, it can be quite challenging because the first year, it really isn't the greatest. You know, it really isn't the best. A lot of people tend to face a lot of challenges within the first year of them becoming realtors. And a lot of people end up just quitting and just dropping out. I mean, that's why you have like 80% of people not getting through the year. I want to know, you being a third generation realtor, how did that help you get through the challenging times of getting into real estate?
So my mom was a single mom and she worked very hard as a realtor. And this is back in the 90s. When we didn't have the internet, we did not have online leads, you know, everything was so much harder. So she was really my inspiration. You know, as a single mom, she raised my sister and I, and just really hard work and getting up and doing the work, whether you like it or not. Mm. And so she was my inspiration for being an independent broker. I've never been on a team ever. I've always been 100% on my own. And I really value education. That's why I have a minor and a major in higher education. And so getting a whole bunch of designations is super important, because you lose fear when you have education and you actually know what you're doing. And so it's the people that don't do the hard work and don't do the webinars and the seminars and the designations. They're the ones that have the fear, because you don't know what you're doing yet. So I'm a big proponent of education, and I listen to podcasts like this, and I listen to sales books. So I try and really optimize my time. So if I'm driving in the car, I'll be listening to something and learning. So it's really hard to talk to clients on the phone when you're driving, because you know how it always cuts in and out, and that's just very unprofessional. So instead, I'll just constantly use my time to dedicating my craft and getting better. So like the first year in the business, my main thing was education. So I got 5 designations my first year in the business. And then also I did an open house all the time. I door knocked hundreds of doors. I had a really good leadership team at the office I was at. So they gave us a to-do list: door knock, open house, cold call, all the things that are free. They're like, just do it and get over the fear and just do it. And so that helped me a lot. And then the education.
Wow.
And then eventually I started buying online leads, because those are expensive. So you don't do that your first couple of months in the business unless you do have the money. But otherwise, you do all the free stuff in the meantime. And then client parties, stay in touch. I am really big about giving value to the client. So we have this really awesome website called Homebot. I'm sure it's nationwide, but people love that. I absolutely recommend it. It's about a 70% open rate. So it's like a Zestimate, if you will, but it gets rid of Zillow. You know, it is truly you as the realtor. And then I put in all the data. So when it's sold, bed, bath, square footage, and then it stays in touch with them every month. And highly recommend that. It's only $25 a month.
Wow. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I think you're putting us onto something that might be really helpful, right? For those that didn't catch it the first time, what is the name of this website?
Homebot.
Homebot. Ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's homebot.ai. It is absolutely the most cost-effective thing I've ever done in my life. It's only $25 a month, and it's like a 70% open rate. And then you stay in touch, you know, so it's a great stay in touch campaign and gives an item of value.
All right. I think our listeners are definitely checking it out. We are all about adding value into the lives of our listeners and people out there that are looking to buy and sell homes. You have a passion for helping your clients get the best deal and helping them, I would say, add value to their property. Where do you think this passion came from? Because you are always willing to go the extra mile in making sure that, you know, you assist them through the staging process and making sure that they go through all the steps that they need to go to just to make sure that they get the best outcome. You know, what ignited this passion in you?
I love being competitive, I guess. Like my mom told me, ever since I was a small child, I've always just been competitive. And winning for the client makes me very happy. So obviously a commission is nothing compared to getting an extra 20, 40, 50,000 for the client. And so I even tell that to them. I'm like, hey, this isn't for me, it's for you. Because if I do a good job for you, then you will be happy. And then you will tell your friends and family, and it's a win-win for everyone. So just telling them, but of course in the most professional way possible, because no one wants like a salesperson, everyone wants a friend. So I'm always genuinely very nice, always incredibly professional, and treat people with respect. And that's the most important thing. And then just let them know, I want to win for you. I want to get you the most money, whether you're the buyer or the seller. It's really rare if someone just wants to get rid of the house and they're just over it. That is like 1% of the population, in my opinion. Yeah. Everyone else, they want more money for their investment.
Okay, well, that is amazing. And thank you for sharing that. I'd like to take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, and Rishan, to thank the sponsors of today's episode. Well, today's episode is sponsored by none other than the Icons of Real Estate Production Network. Now, we are all about bringing your real estate podcast ideas to life. And whether your goal is to sell more houses or reach a wider audience, the Icons of Real Estate team has got your back. Now, I'll say this, we are the number one real estate podcast network in the world, and it is facts. Now, my question to you, if you would start your own real estate podcast, what would you call it? Let me know. Type something in the comments and we will share it then on the next episode. Shan, can you think of anything, any name that you'd have for your podcast?
Well, I do have a very rare name.
Yeah.
There's only about 30 of us. So I have no idea, honestly. I've never thought about it, but I do need to think of something. You're right.
All right. All right. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get into the podcasting space, it's that easy. Just go over to www.theiconsofrealestate.com and we got you. Or just click in the description and we'll reach out to you. That's all. And thank you. Now, going back to our conversation, one of the things that I noticed was that, you know, sharing knowledge and helping your clients in the best way that you can. You're passionate about customer service. And you mentioned that to you, it's not all about commissions. It's all about adding value in the lives of the clients. Now, while we're on that topic, I know that a lot of people out there are struggling with this one question that I think you can definitely help us with. And that is this the right time to buy a house? Some people are at a point where they're like, okay, I might wait a couple of months or a year. Maybe the interest rates might drop a little. You know, maybe they will, maybe they might not. Or maybe I should just pull the trigger and go for it. Is this the right time to buy a house?
So I absolutely agree this is the right time to buy a house because you have less competition. Mm. So back during the pandemic, when it was 2.5% at 3% interest rate, I was working 12 hours a day for 3 years solid. I was helping anywhere from 6 families per day trying to get a house. We would get outbid, and then appraisal gaps. And then some people literally just could not get a house. Now we don't have that problem. So even though it's only like 5.6% or 5.2% interest rate if you use a mortgage broker or a local credit union. So that's what I help my buyers. So I do the research and find out who the best lender is, who is the most professional, who will get them to the closing table and the best rate. So as the realtor, it's your job to find out all of the hard start stuff and then give it to the client. And then you have to have neighborhood knowledge. Do they want to be by this park, this school, this job? So you have to know your county inside and out. And that is just simply from driving. So I have seen probably thousands and thousands of houses. So the fact that we do not have competition, I almost always get my buyers into a house anywhere from 10 to 30,000 under appraisal value. So then I sell the fact that now you don't have to pay the appraisal gap, and I can get you the house that you want because now you do get to choose. So we'll go see 10 houses and then they get to choose the best of. Whereas before you had to just get any house that was still available at the end of the day. And then most lenders are going to be offering a free refi just to get you into a house. And a refi isn't that much. It's only like $1,500 or $2,000. And with today's interest rates, if you refi and then you break down the numbers, okay, so if refining will cost $2,000, how much time does that make you at least break even? So back then, you'd only be saving $50 or $100 a month. So a refi of $2,000, you wouldn't break even for a long time and it would be pointless. So nowadays, you get in at 5.5% refi in like whenever it gets low enough that it'll make sense for you. Because if you're going to only be in your house for 2 or 3 or 4 years, then you have to do all that math to make it worthwhile. And so I teach that to my clients. I'm like, okay, what are you going to do with this particular house? Are you going to have a job transfer and then eventually rent it out? Or are you going to have a job transfer and sell it? Or is this going to be your forever home? And so talking through all the numbers with people really helps them understand why you would do all this stuff. So I get into the financials of housing with all my clients because that's how you make money on houses, is you really get into the actual financials. And if you live in a certain neighborhood with an HOA, are you okay with that? If you live in a neighborhood with high taxes or lower taxes, that could be 5,000 a year versus 2,000 a year in taxes. So I just like to go through the actual money and the financials with clients and help them win. And then they really appreciate that. Like giving actual knowledge and education to clients has helped me so much because then I'm not just some salesperson like, hey, I want to sell a house. So I even tell them, I'm like, I'm not living in the house, you are. So what house makes you happy is what matters. So
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You have definitely answered the million-dollar question. And I know a lot of people are like, you know what? Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear. I mean, I agree. It's a perfect time to buy a house. You don't want to be at a point where you're competing with millions of other people. This is actually the right time to buy a house. And I thank you for actually elaborating and educating us on that. Now, my next question is this: what changes do you foresee in the real estate market? And how do you think it will affect first-time home buyers and people that are looking to sell their homes?
are you talking about the recent lawsuit that happened?
That
I guess we all don't know, honestly, because legally nothing has changed at this moment. We're all still using the exact same legal contracts that are written by our particular states. So in Colorado, we have contracts written by attorneys for us realtors to use because we are not attorneys. And then same with every other state. So even though the lawsuit happened, we don't have any answers yet. We don't have any real laws or changes to follow yet. So far, if I was a buyer, I would get a house right now because in the future, I don't know if the seller is going to be able to pay for the buyer anymore. And then the real estate commission cannot be wrapped into the loan. So I think it's a disservice for first-time home buyers because they do not have a sale. So right now, every first-time home buyer has a sale to sell and get onto their next stepping stone of a house. So I think it's a complete disservice. And think about all the first-time home buyers that only have enough for like a 3 or 5% down payment. How are they going to afford a commission on top of that when you cannot legally put it into the loan? You can't even put the furniture into the loan. It's only the house, and that's it. I think right now a buyer should buy ASAP
Well,
because they said that things might legally start changing in July.
man, I think we don't have a lot of time. So if you were on the fence, I think that you should just go for it at this point in time because you really don't want to be at a point where you're like, okay, I should have definitely bought a house before this happened. So yeah, thank you for that. And I know you have something special coming up. You have a webinar for first-time home buyers. Can you just tell us a little bit more about it? You know, how the idea came about to be like, hey, I want to do this for first-time home buyers. And what can people expect and perhaps when?
Yeah, so I am going to be hosting a first-time homebuyer webinar, and I'm going to be doing that with my lender, Lisa. She is wonderful. She's a mortgage broker where she can shop all of the United States and get people the very best rate. So if you're a first-time homebuyer, if you're a veteran, if you need to do a fix and flip, so that's the great thing about someone who works for like a mortgage firm as opposed to someone who works for a bank. So we're going to be talking about the entire home buying process because it is confusing and scary if you've never bought a home before. There is a lot of steps involved and there are real finite steps. So we're going to be talking through the process of talking to the lender, getting pre-approved, shopping, and the appraisal, the inspection, all the way to getting the house closed. So that's going to be coming up here pretty soon, probably in the next 2 weeks, because we have to advertise it and get people to show up. And then we're going to be hosting that pretty soon here.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So if you're a first-time home buyer, you do not want to miss this. You do not want to, trust me, you do not want to miss this. How can people stay updated on when the webinar will be and, you know, how can they reach out to you?
I am all over online. I have a lot of professional websites. So my name, Brishan Combs, I'm literally the only person with my name. So I'm pretty easy to find. But we're going to be promoting that on Facebook and Instagram. So the social media sites, and it's going to be advertised on there. I don't know the exact date and time yet. So Lisa and I need to get that figured out, but it will probably be in the next maybe 10 days or so. Yeah.
All
And
right.
like a weekday around 6:30, 7 p.m. it will be the goal.
That's perfect. So nobody has an excuse. You can't be like, oh, I was at work. No, they've
Right.
actually taken that into consideration. Be like, we're going to make this as convenient as it can be. Now, because we don't have a date confirmed yet, do yourself a favor. Just follow Brishan on Facebook. You know, go to Facebook, follow her for the updates. That way you will not miss out. Brishan, I'd like to take this opportunity to just thank you for being a wonderful guest. This has been so informative. If anything, it has actually motivated me because now I have a couple of people that I know that have just been on the fence about buying a house. So now I can go back to them with this episode and be like, you see, you have to do this right now. So thank
Yes.
you so much for that. And I believe that you definitely added so much value in the lives of our audience. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, thank you for calling and hosting this. I appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this episode, please hit the like. And if it added value into your life, then why don't you just put a smile on someone else's face and share it with them? Share it with a friend. Share it with a friend that's looking to buy their house. Share it with a friend that wants to sell a house. And I guarantee you, they'll definitely love you for a long, long time. Now, this has been amazing. I had fun and I learned a lot. And I believe that you guys did. Till we meet again next time, it's been Timothy Caetano with the lovely Brishan Combs. Guys, you take care and peace.